thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A former defense minister and outspoken ZANU-PF founding member, Enos Nkala, dies in Harare.
He's a veteran nationalist who fought against the injustices of the white Rhodesian regime. And he was a founding member of ZANU, so he's highly respected.
South African President and former SADC mediator in Zimbabwe, Jacob Zuma, will not attend President Robert Mugabe's inauguration tomorrow, preferring to officiate at a regional meeting in his country.
The president's schedule is such that it's not always possible for him to attend inauguration, and that's why he always sends his foreign minister.
And some MDCT youths in the Midlands are staging evening protests against President Mugabe's July election victory, demanding fresh polls. South African President and former SADC-appointed mediator in Zimbabwe, Jacob Zuma, will miss President Robert Mugabe's inauguration at the National Sports Stadium tomorrow, preferring to officiate at an annual congress of the Southern African Clothing and Textiles Union in his country. Mr. Zuma's spokesman Mark Maharaj told reporters that his boss will travel to Angola to meet President José Eduardo dos Santos after the union's meeting. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has also said he will boycott the ceremony, protesting what he says was a rigged election. But foreign affairs sources say foreign dignitaries who have already arrived in the country in time for the elaborate function include former Tanzanian President Ali Hassan Mwinyi and Benjamin Mkapa, former Mozambican President Joaquim Chissano, and Swaziland Prime Minister Barnabas Benjamin.
China has also dispatched an envoy, and we know that tomorrow, Chris, has been declared a national holiday to allow Zimbabweans to take part in the inauguration. It is the absence of Mr. Zuma, though, that has surprised some political analysts. But a South African government spokesperson, Clayson Monyale, tells the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that there is nothing new in Mr. Zuma not attending another leader's inauguration.
Look at all the recent elections that have taken place either on the African continent or outside the continent. From South Africa, we would normally be represented by the Minister of International Relations. The president's schedule is such that it's not always possible for him to attend inaugurations, and that's why he always sends his foreign minister. We've just been to Iran, where the minister attended the inauguration representing the government of South Africa. I can tell you of many other countries where she's attended inaugurations. So the one in Zimbabwe is no different. In fact, the president has decided to also send his deputy president Khalema Matlante, accompanied by the Minister of International Relations, to attend the inauguration, because South Africa and Zimbabwe enjoy strong cordial relations, and that's why the deputy president will be representing the government of South Africa with the minister. So to ask about the president is actually a very wrong question, because you are assuming that he normally attends inaugurations or he has attended others.
But was this one not special, because he was actually the SADC-appointed mediator in Zimbabwe?
Well, you see, South Africa has been mediating the issue of Zimbabwe on behalf of SADC. That responsibility has been duly carried out. And it's been a successful one if you consider the fact that there's been a new constitution that was adopted under the facilitation of South Africa. There's been a new election which has produced this result, resulting in a new president being elected, and that's why he's being inaugurated tomorrow. And South Africa will be represented at that inauguration at the highest level.
ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo says the plans are at an advanced stage for the ceremony tomorrow.
Preparations are going on very well. They are at an advanced stage. We are expecting heads of state from the SADC region, COMESA, and Africa as a whole, and perhaps from even other countries outside Africa. But it's going to be a big occasion. All our people have been urged to go and fill the national sports stadium tomorrow.
But your critics, Mr. Gumbo, are saying, why host such an extravagant event, and why not just do it at the State House as has been done previously?
Well, this event has been compared to the 1980 event. It's a memorable event. It is a defeat of the West. The sponsors of the defeated the MDC function formation. It is a memorable occasion where the president won by 61%. We know our critics are always mourn, whinge about the fact that we are spending money for nothing. But for us, we are extremely happy, and we want our people to enjoy the occasion.
But who is footing the bill? Is it the state or the party?
It doesn't matter who foot the bill, state, party. We are running the show now. We no longer have it telling us we don't have money in the coffers. We will raise the money for the occasion. So don't worry about that.
That was ZANU-PF spokesman Rugari Gumbo speaking with Blessing Zulu from Harare.